What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast after a fun-filled weekend here on a crazy, crazy Monday morning. We're just getting started. Sturch, Gooch, Production Pete in the house for another episode. It is Monday, June the 14th, 2021. Happy Flag Day, by the way.
Happy Flag Day. Happy Jordan Day. I guess this is Jordan's final shot for the Bulls.
I saw you post the push-off. That's cool.
The push-off.
Bro, his left hand.
It's been 23 years.
I'm just saying, his left hand, he slapped the guy in the ass back.
23 anyway, years.
It is Jordan Day. It was his final shot, right?
It was his final shot with the Bulls.
That's right.
He had come back with the Wizards.
See how much you don't remember that he's with the Wizards or whatever? And then he owned the team for a half a second. Still owns the team? No.
Right? No, he's out of the Hornets now.
But he's not. Is he still involved?
Yeah, he's definitely still involved.
Anyway, Jordan also just signed one Rain Dakota Prescott to a Jumpman deal. So
I was waiting. I thought you were going to talk about that last week.
No. Listen, and you know what sucks? The fact that I bought Adidas last week, and I'm like, I mean, Dak wears Adidas. This is cool. I'm cool, you know? And then he switched to Jordan. I'm like, well, I'm not buying Jordans because those bitches are expensive. They're like $1.80 a piece, and I'm not doing that. But I know you're a Jordan guy. Like, yeah. You wear Jordans all the time.
I almost wore my Jordan shirt today.
Sneakerheads is what they call them. Lot to talk about. But, bro, I mean, I know you touched on it with the Chop Heads MMA podcast about the weekend recap. But, boy, what a weekend for Chop Sports, man. Started off on Friday. We got to see the 3rd of July perform at JR's Pub. We got a chance to meet a lot of people that we didn't know who the heck they were until they showed their face for the first time. Definitely saw that. We had a great time, you know, and it was another good outing at JR's.
I'm still paying for it, and it's Monday. Dude, I don't know what's going on.
I got the cold
bro.
Sweat still. I've worked out twice, and both workouts were just like, ugh.
I've worked out zero times.
Yeah, but I'm just, I have to.
I've done push-ups and things like that, but I just can't get going right now.
Yesterday, Saturday was my most unproductive. Until we went and did the hockey game, we'll get into that in a second. Until we did the hockey game, I did nothing on Saturday. And even my daughter was like, Daddy, wake up. Daddy, wake up. I kept nodding off. I mean, look, you can only watch Moana so many times before
we had big plans to go out and watch the fight Saturday. We go to the bar after the hockey game, and it was like, dude, this Miller Lite put me on my fucking back.
It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm just like, not going to happen. But look, JR's was fun. Met a lot of people. I think you even recruited a new guy to join you on Chop Heads.
Yeah, and he was a no-show now. He had a golf thing that he was doing, but you're off to a rocky start, Scoop.
But thank you, Scoop. Of course, he was the reason why I got to watch UFC when I got home. All I had to do was go back to our text thread or our chat thread and just hit play, and I started to watch it. I was like, great, this is great. And then I started, like, fading and fading and fading. But luckily, I stayed up for the Nate Diaz fight. And before we get into anything else, what an unbelievable fight that was. Like, UFC as a whole, great card. I did watch the highlights of everything else, but Nate Diaz.
When you get a stacked card like that and it comes through and
can't
delivers.
Say stacked, bro.
Oh, shut up. You listened this morning.
Of course I did.
Fuck Tommy. Say stacked. That was a stacked card.
Diaz in the. Not even the.
He's not even in the co-main. And not only that, bro, Damian Maia is a fucking legend. Bilal Muhammad's on a 5 or 6 fight win streak.
Right.
Paul Craig, beast, broke that dude's arm in half.
Right.
Great card. Even the undercard was good. I don't know what Tommy was talking about, but. Full of moments. Moreno, first ever Mexican-born UFC champion. That moment in itself was good enough for me.
We posted that actual moment, crowd reaction on the Chop Sports Network Instagram.
Unbelievable.
Great feel. Like, so, you just feel it right away.
He's talking about, this is me Legos and me Funko Pops.
And
Brandon Moreno in a nutshell.
Right. So I will be remiss if I say our sports weekend didn't start Friday afternoon. All three of us hyped. As the Euros started on Friday afternoon, we're watching the Euros. I'm like, this is soccer.
Kick it.
You kick it. And then we're watching soccer. And then we take a picture of us watching the soccer. And then, of course, right away, people are like, sick couch, weird spot.
So, yeah.
You saw that, right?
That was funny.
I was like, oh, he's got a point. But I swear, It's for just leisure, just hanging out when we have extra people. When we have to sit here and listen to Jimmy Palumbo ramble for hours, it's good to have someone.
He's coming today, too. I know, so we're going to fucking get nothing done.
So I'm going to sit on my couch, and I'm going to relax. So anyway, Friday, the Euro started. Scary moment, though. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that guy Erickson? Go down? Yeah, man. That's some scary shit, dude. Like,
full cardiac arrest. He actually did
die.
Slip away for a moment. They had to resuscitate him on the pitch. And it's called the pitch. Is that what they call it, soccer field? Not to make light of the grave situation.
And by the way, I'm NBC Sports, by the way. Oh, wow, I just sounded like Keith. That basically keeping the camera on him the entire time that he's literally like fighting for his life. Stop.
Ratings.
You know, like, get your damn camera, put it in the crowd, put it on your announcers, do something. Anyway, the Euro started. Follow those guys. Follow the Squeaky Bum Time podcast. They got a lot of big things coming up with the Euros. When it gets to the 16, more details to follow with that. But after Friday and after we decided to divulge in a bunch of alcohol, we definitely had ourselves a great night on Saturday. The 9th annual Emergency Services Cup, which you butchered, by the way.
I butchered the shit out of that.
You did. It's okay.
As soon as the episode was over, I went and looked
at the graphic.
Like, fuck, damn.
Oh, well. I didn't say the right
hopefully
thing.
The cops in the fire department doesn't listen to the podcast.
Well, hopefully they do. Well,
hopefully they do. But
you know, it's funny. You've never really divulged into hockey as deep as you got into the other day. When I tell you this, and you might not know it because you're in the moment, but I was like proud. Is that as weird as that sounds? Every time there was something big that happened, I looked to my left to call it, and you're more excited than I was.
Yeah, bro, I get into shit.
It was fun, and look, cops had the early lead. We're sitting there like, oh, I hope this isn't a blowout. Then the fire department, who we thought was having a better pregame.
It's what we call a barn burner.
Right, and it was incredible. And of course, the game gets tied up with 6 seconds to go, and like I said, Gooch might have hit the roof in not celebration, but excitement. However, you did say you were pulling for the fire department.
That's for my own personal reason.
So, and then, of course, which we will get the film, hopefully today, tomorrow, Dr. Sean Basinger told us in post, in an interview, an exclusive interview with Dr. Sean Basinger at the bar, he said, make sure you look at that film, because there's a moment where I tell one of his linesmen, one of the guys on the ice, that I'm going here and I'm going to score the game winner. And he does it in eight seconds
into the OT.
Oh, Pete, you missed the
ball. And, bro, I handled it pretty well. I handle losses really bad. This one I handled well. I was
excited. And then, of course, they gave it up to us, Chop Sports, to name the MVP. We had our guy picked because he had a hat trick, and we're like, oh, this guy's going to...
Was it Menente?
No, it was another... I'm sorry. I forgot his name. Anyway, we had somebody selected, and I didn't
mean to put you on front street.
Right. I texted the guy who was the PA announcer, and I said, this is our MVP, unless something else happens. Something else happened, because
Sean sure did.
Sean scored his second goal, had 2 assists, sponsored the damn event, so come on, we're giving you the MVP, bro. And he won the MVP.
And let's just say that goalie had no chance on that goal.
That was a brother of a police officer who's, you know,
EMS. Was it Rasta Garpana?
Yeah, it was Bijan, the goalie. And that, oh, man, Sean posted that photo. You could just see it in the body language of the goalie, like, I just got deked out of my skates, and this is over. Game over. Like,
Is that like the hockey version of he got posterized? Because that's a good...
Basically, yeah.
That picture might go up in...
Sean said that. Professionals. Like, by the way, we're printing it, and we're posting it, and we're going to hang it in our studio. He also said he's going to print out another one, sign it, and give it to Bijan.
That's amazing. Gotta be done.
Has to be done.
Should have his brother sign it, too.
Yeah, but... right? What a fantastic event. Great charity, great cause. Great crowd. I mean, there was a lot of people in there. That was fun.
Raucous crowd.
Yeah, dude, it was rocking in there. I was excited. But believe it or not, there was actual sports that happened over the weekend. That was our soft open.
How long did that take me? Too long.
Yeah, 8:30.
We're all right. It's Monday. We got a lot to unravel.
Yeah. No, it's great. The NBA. We'll start with the NBA. We'll touch on the Yankees and the Mets in a little bit. And I do want to get your opinion on the Rodgers stuff, because now it's getting a little too crazy. Even for me, I'm just like, this enough's enough. We'll talk about it in a second.
Of course, everything is taken out of context.
No,
and I have my opinion.
Right from the horse's mouth. Like, you're not supposed to even say that. Like, anyway, we'll get into it in a second. Start with the NBA. We'll start with the team that we were very focused on first, and that's the Nets. And lo and behold, another injury. Maybe that guy shouldn't have stomped on that Boston Celtics logo. Because I tell you what, lucky the Irish took his ankle right out. So that was it. Kyrie Irving goes down, sprains his ankle, and it leaves KD by himself.
I've been telling everybody all along that the Nets weren't going to win. And this is finally coming to fruition.
So he goes down, and KD, look, he was put in a LeBron James situation where when Anthony Davis was out, everybody was like, could LeBron do it by himself? KD, as much as the serviceable other members, like when you're a Nets fan, just like when I'm a Cowboys, Packers, Yankee fan, and everybody on our team is the greatest player in the world. There's a lot of Nets fans who's like, even Ray Ray, there's 15 of us, team of 15. No, obviously not, bro. Obviously not. Because
well, now
Giannis,
it's 13.
Yeah, right.
Now it's because you're out those two.
Right. And they did not have a good time. And I'm telling you right now, KD doesn't look like he can do this himself. He needs to be all of a sudden a facilitator of the ball. And I don't think that's his game. And dude, another potential fight.
And PJ Tucker is eating his lunch.
Bro.
Even if KD does play well, because you know KD's going to get his numbers, but PJ Tucker is wreaking havoc to the point where Steve Nash is calling it non-basketball physicality. I mean, come on, really, Steve? I know that you played for the fucking...
He's played with a harder generation of people, if you want to take
that
really into context.
Yeah, but he played for D'Antoni his whole career, so they played a soft style, honestly. Yeah, D'Antoni, they just run and gun.
Well, look, again, I think the Nets... I don't know the status. Do you know the status of Harden for Game 6?
It's looking unlikely.
Unlikely. So now it's a KD show.
Do you remember how I was talking about how AD is going to play because it's the playoffs and he needs to?
Harden. This is Harden.
This is what needs to happen now. These guys need to play. Well, they need to play.
I mean, look, not for nothing, but the announcer said that KD or somebody said that Irving was seen leaving in a boot and crutches. Yeah, yeah. You're telling me he's going to be ready in 48 hours?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't think he's going to be, but a lot of times they put you in a boot.
No weight bearing. Like that's sprained ankle could be different degrees.
I mean,
of a
he didn't even really limp into the locker room.
Yeah, but he looked. Did you see the click? We've all done that.
Kept showing it.
Of course, athletes. We've all done.
Of course,
done it.
He's definitely
the quick little.
He's not doing great. But the point that I'm making is, I think that the crutches are a precautionary measure.
Sure.
Because it's the postseason, sure. And they don't have the time for any slightest little bit of weight.
No setbacks whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to be ready to warm up and play or not.
So I raise the question to production. Because he's the Nets, the house Nets fan. If you don't count Gucci's, fanhood last night or last week, can they get this done without KD or with just KD?
It's tough. I'm stressing.
You're a little. Yeah, finally, you're a little shook.
I think it is possible. It's
the
good
answer
that
is
now,
no, Pete.
Well, this game they can win. They're at home, and I think the Nets are deeper than the Lakers were. Like I think LeBron, it was harder for LeBron. Like yeah. Durant has Joe Harris, Blake Griffin,
and
Jeff Green's playing now,
playoff
and
Blake.
Bruce Brown. Like they have a team, so I think it's possible.
And they don't have to play the Suns, which I think that the Suns are a lot tougher matchup than the Bucks, at least as of now.
So if we can get through this series, then we should have Kyrie back, and then
so now you want to win
for
two
the
straight
series? Yeah, we have to win two.
I hate to break it to you.
I said game straight. Six. I mean, it's five.
A healthy / banged up Nets team is going to have problems with whatever they run into out west.
So now it's 1-1-1. Is
I think
that what it is?
They'll be back for the finals if they were to still make it.
This guy's looking past the Bucks. He's like, no. Don't worry about it. We'll be healthy for this. He's looking right past the Bucks. And that's a dangerous game. Just so you know, it's a dangerous game.
I don't think
game.
Kyrie and Harden are going to be back for this series against the Bucks, but for the following series.
So now you think they're going to win 2 out of 3 without these guys.
The series is over, Pete.
I'm not saying that. I don't know. I think they can win next game. I really don't know. It's tough. Vegas doesn't know either. You check the odds?
I have not checked the odds. We'll check the odds as that game gets. When is that game? Tomorrow.
Well, Vegas doesn't know because they don't know the status
right.
on
they
these
wait.
Two stars.
They
gotta
wait.
They
gotta
let things
end.
Play out.
But so that game, that series now goes to game 5 with it tied 2-2.
Probably going to get a PJ Tucker jersey.
You know what series?
Hanging up in here?
Yeah, they're next to Witten.
I'm going
to
wear it.
You know what series is not going 5? The Suns, because according to one of my new favorite fans in the NBA, the Suns have won in 4. First of all, I'll dive right into this. You cannot, as the NBA, you cannot throw out the Joker. You can't do it. And you know what's funny? I don't know if you noticed this, but you posted today about the Jordan thing, right? Before that shot, did you see what Jordan did? Right before the shot to get the ball.
Yeah, same thing.
Swatted. Swat.
Same
big
thing.
Big wind up and a swat and took that ball away. You're telling me that this guy wasn't trying to do that?
Yeah.
And because he made contact with his face, They throw him out of the game that with was, your team facing
that's Joker's. That's the Joker's first ever flagrant two in his career.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. So he's just not a dirty
player. You're telling me they couldn't do that in Syracuse? Like, what's or, the guy, or wherever they Rutherford?
What the fuck is the guy's name that fell like a pile of bricks on the ground when he got hit in the face? What's the backup point guard's name on
Phoenix? He got right back up after that, though.
Yeah, he laid down. Oh, yeah, so LeBron gets shredded for the way
This guy needs to be. You said it in a text last night. That guy laid there for an hour and a half. Yeah. Waiting.
Why can't I fucking think of his name? He hasn't even Googled it once yet.
Yeah. Come on, Pete. Make yourself useful. But no, dude, first of all, you can't do that. Not with a team facing elimination. You just don't do that. I'm sorry, NBA. You screwed up. You're soft. You got guys like Ja Morant and people tweeting and everybody's going nuts. League soft. But then he says something else funny and NBA put it across the screen. And I was like, why don't you put the other one that he said? Because he just called your asses soft. Because that's exactly what you are. And you know what? Not to say that they would have won the game, but at least it gives them the third quarter. It gives them the fourth quarter to compete. And I don't even think it was a competition. They pulled in a couple of times where you're like, all right, they're within three. They're within six.
Once he was ejected, the series was over.
Right.
They could have just stopped playing.
Like
Cameron Payne.
Payne felt the pain.
Down in pain.
But anyway, so well, yeah, was, screw him, man. What
that
a,
was
what
all
a,
ball.
It doesn't even matter if it was all ball or not. Even if he hit him in the face. Okay, yeah. I got hit in the face.
Bro,
why are you down?
Bro, did anybody see Nate Diaz this weekend get literally beat from pillar to post for fucking 24 minutes?
Right.
Literally leaking out of nine places on his face.
Right, and this guy gets hit in the face.
And he went and smoked a blunt on stage and went to the after party with the Nelk boys.
Right.
You know, like, come on.
Dude, what a first of all, soft penalty, soft foul, soft reaction like he got sniped from the rafters.
And you see Devin Booker getting in his face too after that.
That was good. And look, again, Devin Booker, that was fun to watch, but again, it shouldn't have happened. You know what I mean? It's a hard foul, well, no. I guess.
Devin Booker could get in his face and cape up for his teammate. That's what you want to see. That's good basketball. That's what you 100%. Want out of a playoff team that's making a push. Joker.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything wrong. And he was kind of telling Booker. He's like, dude, get the fuck back. He's like, I didn't even fucking touch him. Go tell your boy he's a pussy.
Yeah. Basically, he's like, hey, go scoop up your man over here because that's the real problem.
I mean, I'm a big hockey guy now, so I can't fucking look at these NBA players fucking falling on the ground, writhing in pain. Writhing.
Wow, both of you just said the same thing. That's cool.
Writhing, writhing.
Anyway.
I always said writhing, but Jimmy Palumbo says writhing on his podcast. And I'm like, he's a voiceover guy.
It doesn't matter. What are you telling me that everything that Jimmy says
but
is
But I am
gospel?
A grammar guy.
But anyway, so that's how that starts. But the Suns as a whole, I mean, look, this team looks like there could be a championship caliber team. I'm excited to see what, you know, the other series plays out, but all signs might point to Donovan Mitchell getting to play this Suns team. That's a series I'm really looking forward to, and I'm just excited to be, you know, into the NBA as much as I am lately, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I've been saying the Suns since the beginning of the season we're going to win it all. I think if they could get past Utah, then they're going to have no chance with the bum-ass, whoever it is, out of the East, because there really isn't any competition for either of those teams out West in the East right now, especially with the Nets all banged up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But the Suns, according to sources, according to everybody else, and according to our favorite fan, Suns in four. And they won that series. And now they'll get... Dude, how great is that for Chris Paul now? Not only does he score 37 points, have himself an amazing game, now he gets to rest for a week with that bum shoulder. And it's been getting better every game. So now it's like you're going to have almost 100% Chris Paul. Bro, can we talk about the size of Crowder, is it? Bro, 6'6", 234. I looked him up. I was like, how big is this guy? And he's a linebacker. He could play weak side linebacker somewhere.
With a mean streak, too.
Right. And it's funny because the Joker got in a scuffle not too long ago with him. You know what I mean? So he's definitely one of those guys that'll be like fickety and getting your skin under your skin. But what a tank. I mean, and that team, Booker, like that team is stacked. And now that it looks, all signs point to them. Obviously, they're in the Western Conference Finals, but boy, oh boy.
And now when Chris Paul wins the title this year, he'll bring that championship experience to L.A.
To New York.
No, to L.A.
To the Knicks.
Oh, you don't want him on the Knicks. Because
I don't want him on the Knicks? Why would I not want him on the Knicks?
Because
I want everybody on the Knicks.
I get it, but I don't know. You want an aging guy on the young team like that? You already have D. Rose. You should probably just bring him back. And then.
Oh, my God. And bring this up, actually. Chris Paul's post-game interview. I couldn't even pay attention to it. I did circle it. It was on my story. There's a girl behind Chris Paul in the aisle.
Making right. TikToks and
making, dude, just like posing and just, and the boyfriend is sitting there like, yeah, girl, here
you'll,
we go.
You'll never catch me taking pictures of my girlfriend for her at any sporting event.
bullshit.
Which is a bold-faced lie. That's about all I do.
I was just going to say, there's no reason that any workout video she's ever done, I know somebody's behind the camera, and I know that somebody is you. Yeah. So, oh, my God. But anyway, shout out to Ashmere Fit. Also, the phenomenal behind-the-scenes person at the hockey game the other night. She did a great job, and I'm glad she caught a lot of that extra stuff.
Yeah, and then if you made any, if you even dared post a picture from that day and didn't fucking give Ash photo credit.
Yeah, what was that, dude?
We were sitting at the bar. You posted a picture in less than 1 second. She was like, no photo creds?
Like, that's what is.
I was like, damn.
Ashley, I know you're listening. What is that actually going to do for you? You know, like, oh, she's a really good photographer. You took a picture.
No, it's, you know what it is? It could be when we're trying to build in this Instagram game, okay. So is she. You know, so you could relate.
It was Facebook.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea. I thought it was on Instagram.
No, she asked for photo credit on Facebook. I was like, what the frick? Anyway, I digress. But yeah, hilarious. I think there's actually an account. It's called Boyfriends of Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. My buddy John Fedor, if you remember Fedor,
yeah,
he posts about it all the time. Like there's literally boyfriends of Instagram that go around and have to like record their girls in the stupidest shit. Just because they're trying to get their followers up. And here's schmucko boyfriend, like, not only carrying the purse, but carrying
the
camera.
I'm taking this personally. I'm not a fucking schmucko. Not one bit.
Yeah, but dude,
I'm a
no,
team you player. Know, you know, no, I get it. I get it. Trust me.
Team player. I love it. Trust you me, are, though. It. You are. So the NBA playoffs continue tonight. I didn't even write it down, but I'm assuming it's Pete, what's on the docket tonight for the NBA?
We got Sixers.
My boy, Ice Trae Young.
And then the Jazz Clippers.
Okay. All right. So two games tonight. The Nets are
that
tomorrow.
Series 2-2?
Which one? The Jazz one? That's 2-1 Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell. 2-1 Philly for the Hawks Phillies.
I think my boy Ice Trae Young is going to answer back tonight. I think he's going to have one of those moments where he's like, shh, you know, shushes everybody. And
I don't know. Ben Simmons is doing a great job right now.
They're that entire Philly team finally came around. But yeah, so that's on tonight.
Warren Brumell of Keyport Law has been practicing for over 35 years and is here to help you in your bankruptcy matters. Bankruptcy is a specialized area of law that requires expertise and experience, and Warren brings both. Keyport Law has handled over 10,000 bankruptcy cases. They will make the process simple and provide easy, affordable payment plans. Warren will get creditors off your back, stop the annoying phone calls, and stop the creditors from contacting your neighbors and former employers. Listeners of Chop Sports will get the first interview free. Go to www.keyportlaw.com and fill out the new client intake form, and they will contact you directly. This firm is a debt relief agency helping people file for relief under the bankruptcy code.
Now we move on to a team with it's so up and back and forth with these guys. I don't know how to take this anymore. The New York Yankees are just they're struggling again, and you struggle against. I mean, I'm not saying Philly is a bad team, but you got to take it. You got to split that, and that's coming off the heels of a Friday loss.
Getting,
you know what I mean?
It's
like
getting crucial.
Or not Friday, they were off.
It's getting crucial now because they're only one game above 500. And I think they got 32 losses. In 2018, they were 66-32. Now we're 33-32. So you could do the math on
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Is that really?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Dude, all right. So my biggest gripe with the entire series is Aaron Boone. Now, I don't know what you can do with this guy at this point. I don't know. The managing game is a tricky thing. I get it.
If but, only Aaron Boone could go and fucking hit.
No.
Because they can't hit.
I totally get that part. You know, we're not hitting. We're not producing with runners in score
Aaron
position.
Nola is a fucking bum this year, and all of a sudden he's pitching like Cy Young against the Yankees, which
right.
is typical because that's what we've been getting out of almost everybody. But it's also a combination of we just can't hit.
Well, all right. So here's my thing. Now, these guys are skilled. They can hit. We've seen it. We've seen Andujar start ripping the cover off the ball. We've seen Gary get back into things, and we've seen Judge bat over 300. DJ LeMay, he'll come around. But now it's about motivation, and it's about a skipper in the locker room, in the clubhouse. I don't know why I said locker, same thing. That needs to motivate these guys. And I feel like Aaron Boone isn't it. And when they interviewed him, he finally showed some emotion. I don't know if you saw the post game after the series loss. The one guy asked him, are these the New York Yankees of 2021? Is this your team? Like, is this the team that's going to be, you know, honestly, was 162 games, 81-81? Or is this a 500 ball club? He's like, we're going to find out.
Boone will no way be the manager of the Yankees next season. Win, lose, or draw, no way.
But what? That's your answer?
Really?
No way.
That's a bold statement. This one's writing it down. He's like, hot take. Yeah. But no, it's for real, though. Because look, if you can't rally these guys, like you have a healthy Judge, and now Stanton's back, and now you have these guys that can hit the ball, Why aren't they hitting the ball? Because they're just lackadaisical. They're going in and they're going through the motions. You need somebody like a Joe Girardi. I know that's going to sound ridiculous, but that guy got fired up. There was a couple times where you saw Joe, like, he could probably take out the entire team.
Maybe the Yankees bring Buck Showalter back.
Yo,
I'm going to be honest. I don't really fuck with Buck Showalter post-Yankee management career because he was a Yankee hater. But he also did get...
Now he's working for the damn
team. He got screwed big time because he built that team. Well, he didn't build it, but he...
That was his squad. You know, 95 was his team.
Joe Torre inherited a really good team, mm-hmm. and I think Buck Showalter would have been a legendary Yankee manager if they had just stuck with him. And then, obviously, he's been bitter. He went on to manage a couple other teams, and he's always hated the Yankees since. But now he's working in the Yes working Network yes, post-games. Right. What do you think?
You're telling me that ain't a thing?
I would take Buck.
I would take Buck in a heartbeat. And because he's old school, he will get in your face. He will make sure that you're playing to the best of your ability. I don't think Aaron Boone can bring that out of any of these Yankees. And that sucks because you know what? A lot of these guys are some of the most talented people in the league.
I can't wait until they hire Buck Showalter and then like a year and a half. I'm like, they fucking need to fire this bum. They got to get rid of Buck too.
I don't care.
No, I agree though. They need to do something different. I'm kind of off the Boone train.
Yeah.
Right? With his cracky, squeaky-ass voice.
Yeah. Well, look, the Boone thing, it has to be different. It has to. Something has to give with this New York Yankees team. And I'm telling you right now, Aaron Boone ain't it.
Yeah.
You know?
And unfortunately, on the other side of things in New York.
What?
Unfortunately, on the other side of things in New York, we got the Mets actually playing well and
right.
taking it to the Padres.
Yeah.
It's making me feel uncomfortable.
It really is. Like, the Mets are playing good baseball. I think Pistol Pete over here gave me a DeGrom stat that kind of blew me away. DeGrom is the fastest to 100 strikeouts since 1893, where Google's McSugarton or whatever. Yeah, his
he's
name
got
was.
He's got 5 runs batted in and only 4 earned runs on the season.
Jacob DeGrom, hear me when I say this, old movie heads. I know that there's going to be a couple people that get the movie reference. Jacob DeGrom is Steve Nebraska from The Scout, Brendan Fraser. He's the guy that you found that all of a sudden is Mr. Do-It-All. He is Ohtani. Ohtani can do it all. Ohtani rips the cover off the ball. But this guy can do it all.
Like, I can make the case that DeGrom is an actual bust.
What?
Because they drafted him as a shortstop, and he never panned out.
He caught me off guard there. I was like, well, I'm sorry, what? But
he's not a good shortstop.
You're right. He stinks at shortstop. Jacob DeGrom is a terrible shortstop. You heard it here on the Chop Sports Podcast. But yeah,
DeGrom is nothing. You should never mention DeGrom and bust in the same sentence. I'm sure I'll get a text from Ibby about that.
And I'm sure you'll get Rube like, I knew it. I knew they'd come around. But anyway, the Mets are playing good. The Yankees are playing not good. Not good baseball at all. And it's a shame. It is a shame. So before we wrap this up, I have to touch on this because I'm interested to know your take. What is his title? President? Owner? Like, no, not the owner.
It's team president.
Team president. So look, he's the highest rank official because there's no actual owner.
As a Packer fan, I'm just going to get this out of the way.
Go ahead.
Packer fans, and I've been guilty of this in the past because it is kind of cool, but Packer fans wear this whole there is no owner as a badge of honor. It is cool, but in a situation where Aaron Rodgers is, you know, on the outs or on the fritz, whatever you want to call it, this is where you would need an owner to step in and be like, look, fix this bullshit. You don't have to deal with the...
A la Jerry Jones.
The whatever you want to call it, like a panel of decision makers. Come on, what's going on? They treat it too much like a business. You don't have a rich owner that could be like, I don't care about the money in this particular situation. I just want this player to play for us because I'm not going to be the guy, and I'm not going to let my GM be the guy that lets Aaron Rodgers walk.
A la Jerry Jones.
Yeah, and
He steps in when it's absolutely deemed necessary.
So you're obviously talking about him calling Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Now,
why are you saying anything?
There's a little context to this because he's asked a question, and you know, obviously they have to answer it without giving any information.
Right.
Ted Thompson, the late, I wouldn't say great, but you know, the late Ted Thompson, who is the guy that drafted Aaron Rodgers, he used to call everybody a complicated fellow. Like anytime that they asked anybody, anytime the media asked about a player and the contract, he would be like, oh, you know, he's a complicated fella. So Mark Murphy did lead up to the whole thing saying, you know, I'm going to take it from my late Ted Thompson, he used to call it. And he did lead into it with like a little bit of a sugarcoat.
So this is what he used to say.
But the thing is, he's a fucking dork. And he doesn't know how to control. He doesn't know how to handle the media.
It's such an unused word nowadays.
Look.
That needs to be used more.
If you could take Mark Davis, right?
Ugh.
And like somehow make him uglier.
Uglier?
Right?
Mark Davis might be the ugliest man on the planet.
If you could somehow make him uglier and a fucking dork, then you have Mark Murphy.
All right.
I've never liked Mark Murphy.
Here's my take as a non-Packer Packers fan. I know Packers fans are literally on the edge of their seats right now because now I feel like these comments come as a, hey, fan base, look.
Wait, I'm a Packer fan. Do I look like I'm on the edge of my seat?
No, you're actually laid back and kicked back and relaxed. But
goes look, nowhere, bro.
I mean, now I'm starting to like kind of waver a little bit because, look, here's the thing. When you have a guy, listen, I know you're looking at Pete like, where is this guy even going to go with this? When you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, when you have a guy like Tom Brady, when you have a guy like Peyton Manning, some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you put up with this bullshit. There is a reason to put up with this shit because why? Because he's the greatest of all time. So you get it done, make the guy happy, deal with the bitching and the moaning, even if he's not bitching and moaning, because we really haven't heard much from the guy. So get it done. If you as an organization, as the Green Bay Packers, want to compete against the Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, and the Chicago Bears this year, you need Aaron Rodgers under center. If Aaron Rodgers is not there, I don't give a shit how much hype you give Blake Bortles, how much hype you give Jordan Love. None of that equals what Aaron Rodgers can do.
I agree.
You have 100%. To get this done. Make amends. Call the guy and say, look, I know this whole thing got blown up. I know this whole thing just seems shitty. I know you're not happy with us, and I'm sorry. It's like a bad relationship. If my wife is mad at me, I'm like, look, I know I was a shitty person. I'm so sorry. You know, I know I got home late that night. You know what I mean? Like, but that's the kind of shit you got to do. You just got to say, I'm sorry, and wipe your hands clean with this shit because there's no way.
They're not trading Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not saying they're trading him, but I'm also saying that they don't care if he comes back, and that's a problem.
Oh, no, they care.
I don't know.
Oh, they care.
I don't know, man, because now you're going to have Packers writers saying, oh, Jordan Love, hit him on a frozen rope. You know, what a nice dime piece by Blake Bortles. They're going to start boosting because these
Packers
other guys
Because the Packers
writers
have been doing such a great job this
Dombrowski,
whole season.
Dombrowski,
what
whatever his name.
Scrub he is.
He's another guy that's just like, he's in the know. You know, he's in the know, and you know, it's just unbelievable. Like
pouring gasoline on a fire for no reason. You're supposed to be working. I get this whole media, you know, partial. Fuck you. You work for the Packers. Be pro Packers for me. Just for me.
I don't think you have to be pro Packers. I think you can be critical of the team because I've written.
You don't have to fucking put out bullshit.
Right. I've written for the Cowboys on the Cowboys Wire, and now I work with Blogging the Boys, two of the most prominent websites. You're not going to see me. Hey, you know, Dak is, I don't know if he's recovered.
About 6.5 weeks before we got to really, really hit the panic button. Because if Rodgers doesn't show up to minicamp, like the real minicamp, then we got a problem.
Well, I think you have to kind of hold your breath at this point. Because I think that the Packers don't do it. Don't actually hold your breath because I don't want
I took a
drop
deep,
dead.
Took oh, a okay. deep breath because okay. I ain't holding shit. He's going to play football for the Packers this year and beyond.
I hope so. For your sake, I hope so. For the Dallas Cowboys' sake of trying to get to a Super Bowl, and I know Aaron Rodgers would get in the way, I hope he never plays for the Packers again. But for football reasons, I would assume the Packers get this right.
And what you were saying is just about how the Tom Brady, the Peyton Manning things. The difference is, and I will acknowledge this, the difference is that when Peyton Manning had a problem, there was Jim Irsay to step in, which was never public because Peyton Manning just doesn't operate that way. And neither did Rodgers. This was all the media. But when Brady and Belichick had a problem, who do you think stepped in? Robert Kraft mediated that whole thing and said, no, he's our quarterback, you're our coach, I'm the owner, I'm deciding what's happening here. And they traded Garoppolo and kept Brady, and then another ring later,
ultimately,
it all
finally,
worked out.
It kind of worked, you know, kind of ran its course, and that, like they went their separate ways, but there wasn't like, well, you know, Tom Brady, he's a complicated fellow. Tom Brady's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and if he wants to leave, he's gone.
But the difference between the Patriots and the Packers, when Brady was leaving, the Patriots didn't have the team. Green Bay is a pretty solid They're right there.
Right.
They've been two straight NFC championships. Their coach is the all-time winningest coach in his first two seasons ever in the league. So they're in a good spot. Going into a third year, there's continuity. There's youth on the defense. Definitely was top 10 defense this year. Everyone's back.
Gets another receiver back in Devin Funches. These guys, they're good. They're good. You know what I mean? And the Packers are right there. I even believe in their defense a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I love that D-line. I love the corners. You know what I mean? Like, that team is built to win the NFC this year. I would love to say that about the Cowboys, but there's a lot of questions. Like, are these rookies going to pan out? We'll find out. Blah, blah, blah.
McCarthy.
You know, new coach. We got Mike McCarthy. I know. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, that's where I'm going with it. Like, the Packers are so right there that they cannot screw this up. They cannot. And they have to get it done. Make the phone call. Say, Aaron, I know it's been shitty. I know the media has blown this out of proportion. I know you hate us right now. I know this. If you do not like us, whatever, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. And here's the extension that you want to get you through the next 3 years.
I'm
and then
pretty
you can retire
sure,
Packer.
Dave, I think that the extension has been offered.
Well, then you have more problems. Because if the extension is offered, then that truly means that he doesn't want to be there.
Well, no, I think that's been established that he's but he also did tweet out the W after the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, is he really trying to get rid of the Wisconsin culture? He's a big Bucks fan. I just can't see it, man. Like, he's so ingrained in that community.
And you know what? But here's I know there's no comparison, right? Zero comparison. But when Dez Bryant was a Cowboy, right? When Dez Bryant was going through this, will he, won't he, you know, come back to the Cowboys? You couldn't envision him leaving the building. He was through and through Dallas Cowboy bred. And when he left, it was a culture shock to a lot of the Cowboy fans. We didn't know how to act. We're like, wait a minute, wait. Like, Dez Bryant, like, that's been Mr. Cowboy for the last how many years? You know what I mean? Same thing for Dak Prescott. Same thing for Zeke. Guys like that, you just, in your head, you're like, I can't really see them in another uniform. I can't see Aaron Rodgers in another uniform. But look, you got to treat this guy, I don't care how complicated he is, you got to treat him like he's God, because in Green Bay, he's God. So he needs, like, praise the Lord, bring back Aaron Rodgers, stop this nonsense, so we can just move on with our lives and focus on fantasy goddamn football and win some money. That's what I really want to do.
I did, like, 4 mock drafts yesterday.
I know. I was so excited to actually see you, like, send that to me yesterday. I was like, oh, we're in that mode. But anyway, Jesus. Loaded weekend. Loaded Sports Week coming up. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Get us on Instagram. I know Gucci's literally threatening 30-day bans, folks. This is a real thing. If you hear the sound of our voice and you're not on Chop Sports Network Instagram, consider yourself gone and dead to him.
Yeah, I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, look,
Fucking lazy could you be?
But we're putting together some really cool content, which is, again, that's all due to you, and I can't, for the life of me, put something out there and actually go good with it. You know, that one pitch, the Jack Leiter thing you posted? I put it on TikTok? Two fucking
views. Really?
Two. And I hashtagged the world. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Go follow us there. So, also, what is today? Today's Monday. Chopheads MMA just dropped. Go check that out. They do a phenomenal recap of a stacked card. Yeah, I said stacked, Tommy. Tough shit. And then to go check those guys out. Tonight, we got Jimmy Palumbo in the house. He'll record. He drops tomorrow. Tomorrow, also, from Pretender to Contender, the episode that he recorded here, will be dropping tomorrow as well. Also tomorrow, Squeaky Bump Time podcast. A lot of Euro talk with those guys. Big, big conversations happening there. And, of course, Chart Choppers drops another episode this week. The topic is favorite jerseys, top 10 favorite jerseys in sports right now. So, interesting. If you're a guy that
likes... Spoiler alert, his number one jersey is nowhere near the number one jersey.
I agree. Did you listen, or you just... I told you.
We spoke.
Okay. Oh, you... Okay.
And that's a good little, you know, controversial plug.
Yes,
so absolutely. You could go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so be sure to get on that. Also, iTunes dragging ass right now. I'm sorry. Go listen to I'm Your Football Team on Spotify right now until it gets launched on iTunes. That's our new podcast with Keith Ernst. Of course, the goddamn Jets also in the house tomorrow. I know Kim's going to come here and record with her other guys, John Sabernaro, Max Antonucci, on Zoom and stuff and do that, you know, that process. But Kim will be here to check out the digs. So let's be sure, you know, let's tidy this place up before we leave tonight. So it looks like, you know, we're not all men of creatures. I'm just like leaving shit around. Pete, you're responsible for that one. You're going to have to clean the place. But with that being said, also the other podcasts, I know I'm missing a couple. Maybe not. I don't know. Chart Chop. There's so much.
Till Mets do us part.
Till Mets do us part. Wow. Sorry, Ibby, who have just reached a nice little milestone for themselves. 1,000 downloads. Bravo to you guys. You're putting in the work. I love what you're doing.
You got some nice giveaways coming up.
They do. And you know what? They got a nice team to talk about. So that's also kind of nice for their listeners. They got the Mets to talk about once a week, which I wish was more, honestly. I wish they can give a recap every night. But I digress with that one. Look for chopsports.com coming out in July 1st. We're going to roll out a lot of shit. We'll talk about that as it gets closer. But yeah, for Sturch.
Start saving your money, guys, because the merch is coming back.
Yeah, listen.
New rollouts.
All those unemployment checks and all those extra stimuluses. Be sure to give back to your boys, because we sure can use it. Why not?
And if you want to just give me money, my Venmo is. Yeah. No, that's what I hear on all these podcasts now. It's like, when are we going to start Venmoing? Right. But I don't know. That's
No. Fuck it. Venmo chops. Yes. Yeah. Tip us for our work tonight. I love that. When I read that, I'm sorry. I read that and I'm like, wait a minute. What did I just read? I read Joe Manarese has basically an online tip jar for his podcast. Like, if you like what you heard, throw a couple bucks.
He was like, also, if you want me to mention you on TikTok, I have one video that went viral.
Right.
He's like, well.
I love Joe, man. He's so funny. So with that being said, for Sturge, Gooch, and of course, Production Pete in the house, we will see you guys tomorrow.
I'm Katie's shoulder scar. Scab.
Rip it, rip it.